Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Although Parliament was adjourned, the Government Administration Committee heard public submissions on the Definition of Marriage Amendment Bill and was the only committee to meet in Wellington this week. The bill they were looking at would allow same-sex couples to get married. It was supported by representatives of a local church, St Andrew's on the Terrace, including congregation member Francis Porter.
I am 87 years old. I grew up in South Taranaki, where homosexuality was regarded as a criminal offence simply waiting to happen. My son was a homosexual. He died in 1993, aged 39, of HIV/AIDS. He was a good and caring and useful person, loved by his friends, but stigmatised as a pervert by many of his older relatives. He chose the term cancer to, as far as possible, disguise his sexuality. The term gay was not then socially acceptable. I know what it is to be imprisoned by silence. Since his death and my subsequent involvement with the inclusive, open Christian community of St Andrew's on the Terrace, I have found a new voice to speak out for and, as the mother of a gay son, to come out for same-sex couples to be, if they so wish, publicly acknowledged in marriage equality.
Also representing St Andrew's on the Terrace was Ellen Murray.
We've been blessing same-sex unions in our church since 1996. Since 2005, many of these celebrations have been civil unions. And over half of the civil unions and marriages held at St Andrew's since 2005 have been for same-sex couples. So, as a faith community, we're thrilled that finally the law may be catching up with us.
But Father James Lyons of Wellington's Sacred Heart Cathedral had problems with the bill.
My concern is simple, as my submission was. Why do we need to change the definition? In fact, I wonder if it's valid to change the definition, because we are taking something that has been regarded as involving a male and female and the procreation of family, of children, and saying now we can put another couple into this definition that is not capable biologically of reproducing.
And that, according to Father Lyons, was why the bill shouldn't proceed.
To me, this is so central to our social structure, the family, and extending the definition of marriage to include what is not possible in the present definition.
And that view was echoed by another submitter, Peter Thompson.
The concept of same-sex marriage is an oxymoron. It's like talking about a bleeding stone. It's just totally irrational. Marriage, by definition, involves a man and a woman.
Although that argument didn't wash with Legalise Love Aotearoa communications officer, Joseph Habgood.
With respect, the lives of my friends and the lives of every queer New Zealander are more important than the rights of the concise Oxford English Dictionary.
Mr. Habgood explained his point.
The key point of opposition to this bill is the fact that the definition of marriage is somehow universal and important and has been there forever, and we think this is fundamentally mistaken. I want to use as an example of this the historical status of the wife within a relationship. In New Zealand, only 10 years before women were actually enfranchised and able to vote, in 1883, there was a case, Watson and Ball, where it was found that a wife could not legally steal from her husband, could not be found to have stolen from her husband, because legally the wife didn't exist. Legally, the wife was part of the husband and part of his property, and so therefore the wife couldn't steal from herself and so couldn't steal. Now, as ridiculous as this sounds today, this was a fundamental principle of marriage for thousands of years, and as a society, we've decided, no, this is terrible, this needs to be changed, and we've done so. And we see that this is simply the next step of this. Equality has the right to stand in the face of tradition and say, actually, this needs to be changed, especially if that tradition has been ambiguous and has constantly been evolving for thousands of years beforehand.
Legalised Love Aotearoa Communications Officer Joseph Hebgood making a submission on the Definition of Marriage Amendment Bill, and only two other committees held meetings this week. They were the Māori Affairs Committee, which heard submissions on the two treaty settlement bills, and the Education and Science Committee, which continued its inquiry into 21st century learning environments and digital literacy. Both of those committees met outside of Wellington. The Māori Affairs Committee in Kau Kapa Kapa and Te Puke, and the Education Committee in Auckland. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.